Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. The heifer story from the latest Cattle on Feed report in just a moment.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming Friday, April 26, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head, including 150 Angus bulls and more. You can attend the sale in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com or liveauctions.tv. Lots of information, including the sale book, videos, and more available at expressranches.com. The Grass Time Sale from Express Ranches, April 26th. Not many active ranchers today will remember the last time the U.S. cattle industry was this small. Back at the start of this year, the all cattle and calves inventory in the U.S. was 87.15 million head, the smallest total inventory since 1951. Now, the beef cow numbers are also historically small as well. Back January 1, the estimate was 28.22 million head. That was down 2.5% year over year, and we're basically at the smallest beef cow herd number since 1961. So, these quarterly cattle on feed reports, the one, for example, we had this last Friday, important to us because it gives us a breakdown of steers and heifers in the feedlots at this time. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist with us. Daryl, what did the numbers indicate to you regarding heifers and maybe doing some holding back for the mama cow herd?
Yeah, you know, we've been watching this heifer on feed number. It's been running, not quite record level, but it's been running very high. In October, I believe it was, it actually was exactly 40% of the total feedlot inventory. That was like the highest number since about 2001. Dropped very slightly, less than 0.5% in the January one. It was 39.7%. In this report, the heifers on feed makes up 38.5%. Now, if you think about the last time we had tight cattle numbers and, you know, sort of a cyclical low in cattle numbers, like we are approaching at least, I wouldn't say we're quite there, that heifer percentage got down to around 33 to 34%.
Some of these heifers may be destined to go back into our mama cow herds. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.